Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Hey, ladies! Get funky.
Tonight, 4 days left and the finish line in sight, but graphic rhetoric once again overtaking the campaign trail. Former President Trump going after Liz Cheney, saying she wouldn't be a war hawk if, quote, guns are trained on her face.
Just 4 days to go.
This must be disqualifying.
Donald Trump attacks Liz Cheney, one of his chief critics, as a war hawk, drawing outrage for this comment.
Let's put her with a rifle standing there with nine barrels shooting at her, okay?
Tonight, breaking news as we come on the air. Donald Trump at a campaign event imagining guns shooting at Liz Cheney. Tonight, Kamala Harris says this kind of violent rhetoric makes Trump unqualified to be president.
I come to you with breaking news of the violent... My stars and garters. He threatened her life. He said nine guns. It's Liz Cheney. Don't you know the horrible history of gun violence with her dad and hunting? The triggering. The snowflake apocalypse. Stop it. Make it stop.
Good Lord, people. Are you kidding me? All of the networks leading with this on Friday. Lester Holt, Nora. I have to take Nora O'Donnell out of the good category. I've said this. I like Nora O'Donnell as a newswoman. She's a very, very good newswoman. But ever since she made that headline, she made that open to her show the last week in which she talked about Trump and the, God, whatever it was so bad. It was such a distortion. Like, oh, and then this and David Muir and all of them, the same thing. It's just, I mean, it's unbelievable. And they kept saying it again and again.
Well, we start with a controversy over violent imagery evoked by Donald Trump during an event in Arizona last evening in which he said his foe, former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney, would not be such a war hawk if she had, quote, guns trained on her face.
Yeah, and that was kind of the point. But they just kept saying it without, I mean, actually, Lester Holt did the best at contextualizing it. Nora O'Donnell did not.
Trump compared her to a warmonger last night and then leaned into violent rhetoric,
good Lord,
suggesting
stop it.
She should see how it feels with nine rifle barrels pointing at her. Well, Cheney responded today saying, this is how dictators destroy free nations. They threaten those who speak against them with death.
With a straight face, you're reading Liz Cheney's ridiculous response? I mean... The only thing I can say is that maybe the anchors didn't actually watch the clip. Or maybe what they saw was just the one clip that was played. I'll get to that in a second. But let's go a little farther down the road of ridiculousness. Kamala Harris thinks that, oh yeah, he should be out of the race. They should take him out of the race for this.
He has increased his violent rhetoric in great detail, suggested rifles should be trained on former Representative Liz Cheney. This must be disqualifying.
Okay, one more before we actually get to the actual comments, okay? I don't know if it's Cassie or Casey Hunt on CNN. This was Friday during the day. This is after the Thursday night rally where he said it.
4 days out from Election Day, and former President Donald Trump is escalating his violent rhetoric.
Stop it.
Suggesting one of his most prominent critics, the former Congresswoman Liz Cheney, should be fired upon.
How can you people show up to work after this? Okay, here's a version of the clip, okay? This is, let's say, the most succinct version of the clip. This was with Tucker Carlson at an event. I thought it was actually on Friday, but somebody said it Thursday. It doesn't matter, okay? Here was a version of the clip.
She's a radical war hawk. Let's put her with a rifle standing there with nine barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. You know, when the guns are trained on her face. You know, they're all war hawks when they're sitting in Washington in a nice building saying, oh, gee, Will, let's send 10,000 troops right into the mouth of the enemy.
And if your answer is, that's it? Yeah, exactly. That's it. She's a war hawk. They're all war hawks. until they have to actually face the prospect of danger that they send our troops into, they ought to consider that a little bit more. I mean, this is... like, Rubio was on Face the Nation with Margaret Brennan, who also was breathless over this terrible, horrible thing, and he's like, this is every war protest ever. This is Fortunate Son. This is everything that hippies have said about war. Donald Trump is saying what hippies say, is that it's easy to send somebody else's kids to go fight in war. And that's what Trump was saying about Liz Cheney, is that she always wanted to defend the wars. She's an expansionist, an interventionist. And he says that's why he doesn't... but if only she could experience the actual danger of being in war, maybe she would look at it differently. Now, of course, he hasn't experienced it either, but that was the point he was making. It wasn't violent. I mean, good Lord. Just, and by the way, the headlines. We'll get to John with traffic in just a second. The headlines. AP actually was close. Trump says Liz Cheney might not be such a war hawk if she had rifles shooting at her. Fair enough. CNN. Trump says war hawk Liz Cheney should be fired upon in escalation of violent rhetoric against his opponents. PBS. Trump says Liz Cheney might not be such a war hawk if she had rifles shooting at her. I said pointed, not shooting. Be careful. 19th News. Trump suggests Liz Cheney should be shot. Reuters. Trump draws outrage after saying Cheney should have guns trained on her face. And another one suggests Liz Cheney should face firing squad. Reuters. Should face a firing squad. Good Lord. Rolling Stone. Trump fantasizes about putting Liz Cheney in front of a firing squad. ABC, Trump uses violent rhetoric to attack war hawk Liz Cheney. And Washington Post, Trump embraces violent rhetoric, suggests Liz Cheney should have guns trained on her. Okay. By the way, as always, I tell you what? Context? Okay. We'll come back for more context in just a second, but that was the attack over those comments. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now, but we are seeing some minor delays on if you're going from East Milton, from downtown Milton to East Milton, you see some minor delays there. I-10, I-110 are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. By the way, somebody texts in and says, basically Trump is just saying that she should put herself in the position and put herself in the shoes of the soldiers. Yeah, that is what he was saying. We'll come back to this in just a second. And that they wouldn't be so brave if it were their own danger that they were taking in, right? That's the argument. That's a very classic argument against hawkism. Frontier Motors has been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years with good quality cars, low price, good quality, low miles, low years. Like, you know, cars that are almost new, cars that have had one or two owners, and then you're going to get them with, you know, 10 to 60,000 miles, 1 to 4 years young, and then they're going to warranty it to 100,000 miles or 10 years, and then you can drive them, as, you know, like I like to put about 15 more years on a car. I typically get rid of a car after they're 17 years old, and they have somewhere between 200,000 and 300,000 miles. That's how I do, and that's the kind of cars that Frontier specializes in, not at the end of that process, but at the beginning, like cars you can really count on. You don't have total peace of mind. You know, the car is going to be in good shape, and if, God forbid, something isn't, they're going to take care of you because they do. I know from friends that they have, and I know from me, they followed up with me to make sure everything was right with the car a year after we bought it. Like, they went out of their way to contact me if there's anything with the car, and they fixed a key that didn't work, which I was blown away, a used car place. Anyway, Frontier Motors serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Okay, so what did he actually say? Well, I played you one clip that's actual, okay, unedited. But I think, like all things with Trump, you have to kind of, you know, go and listen to the context. By the way, Face the Nation, this was, well, I'll come back to that. It was a 15-minute monologue. He was talking for 15 minutes about Liz Cheney and war hawks and all that. And then there was that one bit in the middle. But here's some of the context.
But the reason she couldn't stand me is that she always wanted to go to war with people. I don't want to go to war. She wanted to go. She wanted to stay in Syria. I took him out. She wanted to stay in Iraq. I took him out. I mean, if it were up to her, we'd be in 50 different countries. And, you know, number one, it's very dangerous. Number two, a lot of people get killed. And number three, I mean, it's very, very expensive. That's why we owe $36 trillion.
Right. I mean, three pretty succinct points about why he's not a hawk, right? And on his watch, ended conflicts. Left conflicts, also worked on the end of the Afghanistan war, although I think he would have done it differently than Biden did it, and didn't start any new ones. And nobody invaded any foreign countries while he was president. Everybody else can't say that this century.
Cheney was so, he said, I really want to thank you. He said, now I'm so glad that I actually endorsed you. It's amazing, but that you would do this. And I didn't speak to him about it. But then, you know, go a couple of years forward or go now, And I don't blame him for sticking with his daughter, but his daughter is a very dumb individual, very dumb.
Personally, I would have done without that, but everybody who opposes Trump is dumb. But still, okay, here's the more the key quote with a little bit more context.
But his daughter is a very dumb individual, very dumb.
Well, he just said.
She's a radical war hawk. Let's put her with a rifle standing there with 9 barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. You know, when the guns are trained on her face. You know, they're all war hawks when they're sitting in Washington in a nice building saying, oh, gee, Will, let's send 10,000 troops right into the mouth of the enemy. But she's a stupid person. And I used to have, I'd have meetings with a lot of people, and she always wanted to go to war with people.
So, John, I don't know if you'd heard these clips before.
I've never heard them.
You were out of commission this weekend.
I was out.
Did Trump threaten her life?
By no means.
Did he call for a threat to her life?
No.
Did he say she should be shot?
Nope.
Did he say she should be put in front of a firing squad?
No.
Do all of the news anchors and copywriters who put that false information out need to lose their jobs?
That's an affirmative.
Yes! And here, okay, you know me. If this is like your first day in the show and you're a liberal and you're like, oh my God, this Andrew McKay, he's just a Trump. Good, John, can you please vouch for me?
I'm vouching right now.
Do I criticize Trump?
Oh, yes.
Is Trump my guy? No. Neither one of them. Okay. Yes, I'm picking him over her, but like, God, why you make me make this choice? Okay. But you don't have to lie about Trump to criticize him. Really, Bill Maher even said this.
I woke up today to the headline that Trump had called for a firing squad for Liz Cheney. And this is what I really don't like about the media. No, he didn't.
He did not.
You don't have to move me to not like Donald Trump.
And you don't have to lie about what he says. He says enough outrageous things just straight up that you don't have to make it up. And he's the one who said the hippies line, not Rubio. But this was in the middle of all the other stuff he said, okay? So he's talking about Liz Cheney, he's talking about war, and he's talking about hawks. He said this in the middle.
You know, it used to be you go to war to the victor belong the spoils, right? In other words, if you beat a country, you own that country, you take the oil. We go to war, we bomb the crap out of it, and then we leave. You know, it's almost like, what are we doing? What's going on?
That's a really amazing thing to say for a president. Because he seems to be implying we should be taking their resources, we should be conquering them and being an imperial power and getting paid back for the things that we do. Now, he doesn't spend much time on it. That's a genuinely amazing thing to say. And it hasn't always been to the victor. For totalitarian, expansionist, oppressive empire, right? Yes, not for the United States. So you could talk about that as a foreign policy. But the Liz Cheney thing is the dumbest of all possible things, which means either they're too dumb to do their research or they know what he really said and they think you're too dumb to go do, which is apparently happens. This is the most amazing, you know, so when you hear Trump complaining about the media, when you hear Republicans and conservatives complaining about the media, and I think a lot of other people are figuring this out too, is that they're not exaggerating. It's really bad out there. Just tell the truth. That's all you have to do is tell the truth. It is not that hard. And if you make a mistake, apologize. Yes, I called for Donald Trump. I said Donald Trump called for a firing squad. Next day, I'm so sorry. I exaggerated. I mean, Cassie Hunt, CNN.
Let's see how she feels when the guns are trained on her face. Let's sit with that for a moment.
I'll sit with that. Enjoy your pain.
Of course, violent rhetoric. It's not new for Trump. But this stark imagery represents an escalation at a tense moment when the country is on edge heading into Tuesday.
John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. Not even seeing any slowdowns. I-10, I-110 is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you need to get work done on your import, you've got a nice BMW, Porsche, a Lexus, a Mercedes, a Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, take it to Bobby Likas. They work on those cars all the time. You might think you got to go to the dealership. That's not true. The extra cost, the drive, the gas, all of the things that go into taking it somewhere to the dealership. No, you can go to Bobby Likas. They work on these vehicles all the time. No problem. Same for the domestics, of course. The Chevy, Ford, whatever, the Dodge, no problem. Diesel trucks, yes. Regular gasoline engines? Yes. CarClinicService.com, like a healthcare clinic for your car where they want to see you, you know, ahead of time. Like, avoid the big problem by treating it when it's small. And sometimes a mechanic can tell a problem is coming, even though you might not see the catastrophe. And you don't want to wait for the catastrophe because that's more expensive and more inconvenient, right? That's the idea. Two locations now, both on Davis Highway and on the new location, US 29 across from the Walmart. And they service fleet. So if you oversee a fleet for a company, GSA Fleet, Merchant Fleet, Cox Automotive, Fleetio, Donlin, Enterprise Fleet Management, and more. Bobby Likas Auto Service.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Most people's number one priority when it comes to their home is it's comfortable. Hello everyone, Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. For more than 40 years, our team's comfort professionals have dedicated ourselves to making your home comfortable, no matter what the temperature is outside. Our state-of-the-art, high-efficiency comfort systems dramatically reduce humidity inside your home while at the same time reduce energy costs. And they're even more environmentally friendly than systems built just a few years ago. Want to be more comfortable inside your home? I invite you to give me a call at 857-4700. Call today or visit us online at climatechproair.com.
Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
I'm Don Gates, and I stand with Governor DeSantis to stop illegal aliens from invading our state and draining our resources. I'll never allow illegals to get Florida driver's licenses, and I won't spend a penny of taxpayer money on illegals so long as there is one Florida veteran who needs our help or our care. Law enforcement is supporting me because I will give them the tools, the laws, and the backing to arrest illegals who commit crimes and get them out of our country. If Biden can't, or if Biden won't, then Florida must. Protect our borders, and preserve the rule of law. And that's why I'm running for the Senate.
Don Gates, trusted conservative leadership, fighting for Northwest Florida. Paid by Don Gates, Republican for State Senate.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Carissa Burgosh is running for school board to make sure our children aren't harassed or bullied. A lifelong educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the school board during an emergency vacancy years ago, she ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better then. Choose proven leadership. She's from here and will remain here.
I'm Carissa Burgosh, running for school board, District 4, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Carissa Burgosh.
Hi, I am Jennifer Brayer, your councilwoman for the City of Pensacola, District 1. It has been my honor to uphold my campaign promise to listen, respond, and represent our concerns at City Hall. I am a fierce advocate for our community and being fiscally responsible with taxpayer money, and it is always taxpayer money. Please re-elect me on November 5th and let your voice continue to be heard. Paid for by re-elect Jennifer Brayer, City of Pensacola, District 1.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
6:30 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne has got a headline or two for us in the newsroom. David, no, okay, not this time. It happens. Hey, you might see the news that there was a V-22 Osprey that had a bit of a mishap in Japan. It was after takeoff. It seemed to have tilted and kind of hit, looks like, and then everybody's fine. There were a bunch of civilians on board. They've grounded their fleet. It doesn't at this point seem to be related to the problems the Ospreys have been having, but we'll obviously wait for more to find out if that's true.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. The last day of the presidential campaign, former President Trump has four events in three states, starting in North Carolina, then two events in Pennsylvania, one in Michigan, here yesterday in Macon, Georgia.
Tuesday, you have to stand up and tell Harris that you've had enough. You can't take it anymore.
Vice President Kamala Harris has three events in the so-called battleground state with the most electoral votes.
The vice president will start her day and end her day in pivotal Pennsylvania. She'll start in Scranton, door knocking there, and then she'll come here to Allentown. This is a majority Hispanic community.
Fox's Brian Yenis. The last Harris rally of the campaign is in Philadelphia. Legendary music producer Quincy Jones died 91 years old. America's listening to Fox News.
Click below to pick your...
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got 71 degrees. It is mostly cloudy in Pensacola today. The Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show drew huge crowds to NAS Pensacola over the weekend. Both the Blue Angels and the Air Force Thunderbirds were part of that show, and a lot of people were there.
You know, the sound, the vibrations, and everything. It's, I just love it. It's just
the F-16s, I mean, and F-18s together. It's just nothing specifically, just their talent and the way they fly.
And those visitors came all the way from Arizona and Kansas to watch the show. They talked to Channel 3 after Saturday's show. Despite heavy traffic to get in and out of NAS Pensacola, they said it was worth it to see the Angels and the Thunderbirds in the sky. On Friday, the air show drew a crowd of more than 120,000. For Saturday's show, they drew an even bigger crowd of more than 180,000. If you're driving around Pensacola, you'll probably notice some new murals. Five of them were painted for the third annual Mural Festival. That ran from October 19th throughout the weekend. You can see the paintings along the Barrancas corridor between Garden and Main Streets. A 66-year-old Pensacola man is charged with robbing a bank in Crestview. Police say they were called to a Regions Bank location last Friday. The suspect was wearing a fluorescent yellow safety vest and a large straw hat with a face mask. Reportedly held his hand in his pocket and said he had a gun. Police say the suspect had already fled by the time they got to the bank. Witnesses described seeing that person get into a white SUV and flee from a neighboring parking lot. Officers identified James Johnson as that suspect. They say he had a history of bank robberies after being convicted and serving time for two of them back in the 90s. Following the robbery in Crestview, Johnson was taken into custody by the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Senator Marco Rubio defending former President Trump.
In an interview on CBS Face the Nation, the Miami Republican downplayed the joke told by comedian Tony Hinchcliffe that Puerto Rico was garbage.
And a comedian made a joke and it was tasteless, but it wasn't Trump that said it. It wasn't, this guy's not going to be in his cabinet. I mean, this comedian's not going to be a member of his government. He's certainly not running for anything.
Rubio went on to defend Trump's comments about former U.S. Representative Liz Cheney after she endorsed Kamala Harris, where he said she wouldn't be pro-war if she was standing there with nine barrels shooting at her. Rubio said Trump wasn't saying Cheney should face a firing squad, but was instead trying to make the point that so-called war hawks wouldn't be so pro-war if they were placed on the front lines. I'm Mark Mayhew.
Thank you very much, Mark. A recent home sale in Walton County could be a new record in the panhandle. Engel and Volker's 38 Beaches says they sold a home in Walton County for over $10 million. That's in Santa Rosa Beach on East County Highway 30A. The realtor says that is the highest sales price and the highest per square foot in the region's history. There's no word on who bought the home. It includes 600 square feet of living space, three floors, and 180-degree views of the Gulf. And they've got photos of that online on various realty websites. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now. We're still seeing I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. Just minor delays. If you're heading on Highway 90 right in front of the Pea Ridge area, you're going to see some delays there. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful day today with a few pop-up showers, 10% chance of rain overall, high near 79 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 73. For Tuesday, partly cloudy skies with a 20% chance of rain, high near 79. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 71 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Our next news at 7 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Treasury yields were lower this morning as investors braced for a busy week with the U.S. presidential election and the Federal Reserve's next interest rate decision. The yield on 10-year Treasury was last down by over 6 basis points, hovering around the 4.3% mark. Guardian Healthcare has reached an agreement in a U.S. bankruptcy court to sell 8 nursing homes for $56 million as part of a financial reorganization of the for-profit company. The locations include Beaver Valley Healthcare and Rehab Center, Eldercrest Healthcare and Rehab Center, and more. The IRS has announced an increase to the amount individuals can contribute to their 401k plans in 2025 to $23,500. This is up from $23,000 in 2024. The limit on annual contributions to an IRA will remain at $7,000. Futures are slightly higher ahead of Election Day. On Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 288. That's your money now.
Everywhere you look, things are getting more expensive. So at Consumer Cellular, we're lowering the price for those 50 and up. Now you can get unlimited talk, text, and data for $30 a line when you buy 2. That's just $60 a month for 2 unlimited lines. So if you're 50 and up, make the switch and save. Come on, you've earned this. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com today. Requires 2 lines of service, age validation, and credit approval subject to system and area limits, taxes, and other fees apply.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. Trust your vehicle to the best auto service center in Pensacola, Bobby Likas Auto Service. For years, you've relied on Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway for maintenance and repairs, and now you have a choice. Keep taking your vehicle to the Davis Highway shop or go to their new location on Pensacola Boulevard. That's right, Bobby Likas Auto Service now has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. So keep your vehicles running smooth with their maintenance service program. And when your car or truck needs repairs, big or small, bring it to either location. Engine repairs, brake work, transmissions, air conditioning, power steering, and more. They can take care of it. Keep your vehicle on the road with the help of Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway and also on Pensacola Boulevard. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said, hey.
Warning, Amendment 4 overturns Florida's parental consent law, so a minor could undergo an abortion without a parent's permission. Doctors can't even prescribe Tylenol without a parent's consent. But with Amendment 4, abortion would become the only medical procedure that can be performed on a minor without a parent's permission. Amendment 4 goes far beyond Roe v. Wade, eliminating reasonable safeguards and forcing taxpayers to fund abortions, even late-term abortions, when science says the baby can feel pain. The Amendment 4 campaign is funded by George Soros and his radical allies, the same people trying to strip away parents' rights and push gender ideology in schools are trying to overturn parental consent on abortion. Amendment 4 isn't about freedom. It's about taking power from parents and giving it to radical leftists. Be warned. Amendment 4 is way too extreme and not what it seems. Sponsored by Truth About Amendment 4.
You take care of your car, right? So why not give your auto loan some TLC? Refinance an existing loan from another institution with PennAir Credit Union and lower your interest rate by up to 2%. Plus, you could skip payments for the first 90 days. In addition to a better rate, you'll enjoy convenient banking and a friendly local team always ready to help. Learn more at PennAir.org/auto-refi. That's PennAir.org/auto-refi. All loans are subject to approval. Offer valid on loan applications submitted between November 1st and December 31st, 2024 only. Call toll-free 1-877-4-PIN-AIR for complete details.
Hi, everybody. This is Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest-growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half-cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information. Paid for by Santa Rosa's Tomorrow Today.
I know what it means to fight for family. I've lost my husband to ALS and my son to a fatal brain tumor. Those experiences shaped me, but they didn't break me. I'm Gay Valamont, and I'm running for Congress to fight for you and your family. I'll work to lower costs, improve our schools, and make our communities safer for everyone. Our families deserve better. I've faced adversity and come out strong. Vote for me, Gay Valamont, on November the 5th, and let's build a brighter future together.
Paid for by Gay Valamont for Congress.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andrew, glad to be here.
Andrew McKay, mornings at 5.
It's time to talk with our good friend Mike Woodley, Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
I'm glad I don't have to say that real fast every day. Good morning.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 before pep talk.
Julio Diaz always gets us up to speed on the movies that are coming out. Julio, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Tried to amend my carnivorous habits. Made it nearly 7 or 8. Losing weight without speed eating sunflower seeds. Drinking lots of carrot juice and soaking.
Wow, well, this is it. The last campaign stop in Pennsylvania. Gosh, I wish I could talk to someone who's been in my shoes, you know? A black South Asian woman running for president, preferably from the Bay Area.
Yeah, of course, that was Saturday Night Live, and in the open, Maya Rudolph, I mean, after a long series of things dealing with Trump and whatever, Maya Rudolph playing Kamala Harris goes and sits down at the Vanity, and opposite her in the Vanity is a joke they've borrowed from previous episodes. But in any case, you have Kamala Harris herself, the vice president, sitting there, and they go through, you know, talking about the campaign and talking about Trump and making fun of the name.
You and me both, sister.
You, Kamala.
It is nice to see you, Kamala, and I'm just here to remind you, you got this. Because you can do something your opponent cannot do. You can open doors.
That's actually a pretty good joke about him, about Donald Trump kind of grasping and failing to open the truck, the Trump dump truck. Such a hard thing to say all together. Door, and then kind of stumbling back. The sad thing for them is they felt the need to explain the joke.
What you did there, like to a garbage truck, right?
Yeah. It's okay for me to explain it. You shouldn't have to explain it yourself.
I don't really laugh like that, do I?
Yeah, kind of. Anyway, they go through and they make fun of her name, and then they say, you know, and live from New York, etc. Whatever. Okay. This immediately got criticism from no less than Brendan Carr, a member of the FCC.
Yeah, this appears to be a very clear and blatant effort by NBC to evade the FCC's equal time rule. The FCC's equal time rule has been on the books for dozens and dozens of years. NBC knows this because this exact issue has come up time and time again with respect to this exact program, SNL. So for instance, when then candidate Trump in the 2016 election cycle went on SNL, President Obama's Democrat, FCC chairman spoke up and said that the FCC would apply the rules and everybody should know that. And therefore, SNL was able to take remedial action. And my understanding was ensure that the Clinton campaign had equal access.
Right. They've encountered this before. And the equal time rule, in case you're not familiar with it, it's actually fairly simple. Most people misunderstand it, but it's actually fairly simple. If, for example, it's easier to think at a local level, okay? You know, a couple of weeks ago, I had Josh Robertson on the show. He's a no-party affiliate candidate for the District 5 election against Stephen Barry, the incumbent, for 12 years, okay? And we had Josh Robertson on the wrap. And then, because of equal time, I reached out to Stephen Barry, and I asked him to be on the wrap the next week, and he was satisfied. Now, here's the interesting thing. I didn't have to actually call Stephen Barry. I'm only obligated if he files a request with me within 7 days, then I have to accommodate him. I have to afford him access, but I'm not obligated to reach out. It's better if you do. It's more in line with the principle of the thing and the spirit of the thing, which is why I do it, because that's fair. Okay, so take NBC. They have now put Kamala Harris on the air for a couple of minutes They say it was a minute and a half. I thought it was more like 2.5, 3 minutes, but it doesn't really matter, whatever the amount is. And, of course, it's a Saturday before the election, so there is no more Saturday Night Live that they could do. NBC theoretically could offer Trump time on, like, an 11:30, I don't know, Jimmy Fallon, I guess? That would be sort of comparable tonight. But it's more than that, because it's not just Trump. It's any qualified candidate. In fact, one of the reasons that I shy away from a lot of candidate interviews in certain years ahead of elections is because if there's a bunch of candidates involved, including really non-viable candidates, it's just a waste of your time. And I don't want to have to afford 5 minutes or 10 minutes for this one and this one and this one and this one. So, you know, if I just play their clips, it's fine. By the way, Jimmy Kimmel, for example, and Stephen Colbert spend, what, 80% of their monologues these days attacking Trump, playing Trump clips and attacking him? No equal time obligation whatsoever. It's the candidate's actual appearance. Or even surrogates being on doesn't trigger equal time. It's the candidate themselves being present. So she's on, they have to offer equal time. And what he says is, well, Brendan Carr, who is the Republican on a 5-member board, right? There's the FCC is 5 people appointed by the president, 3 from the president's party, 2 from the opposite party. When it was Trump, it was the other way around. That's the way that works. And he thinks that they did this on purpose, and it might not be curable. We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit KnoxPest.com. Knox knocks them out. No accidents to report right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good, not seeing any slowdowns there. Even 98s, just minor slowdowns. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, so Brendan Carr says, look, he's a member of the FCC, and he's one of the 5 board members of the FCC, and he says,
I don't see how there's any way at this point for NBC to cure the apparent violation of the equal time rule. Between now and Election Day, when that's all that matters for purposes of these rules, you have to provide all opposing candidates with comparable time and programming. I don't see how they can possibly do that, and they know that. And I think that's why they intentionally structured it the way that they did.
Because they know from the past, and their lawyers at NBC certainly know this law, and Lorne Michaels himself a month ago promised that they wouldn't have candidates on anymore because the challenges associated with satisfying the equal time rule are too complicated, especially when you have loads of presidential candidates and you have all of the ones that are only qualified in a few states. And would you have to put Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on? I mean, you know, because he's still on the ballot in some states, right? And if you're going to really satisfy the rule. So NBC has now actually filed a notice with the FCC on Sunday, acknowledging that they gave time to Kamala Harris and the Harris campaign for free. And so theoretically, others could ask for it. I don't know if they're going to ask for it. I don't know if they're going to. They did not get. Nobody reached out to them. Nobody sought to invite them to the table. But it's just amazing that on the one hand, a month ago, Lorne Michaels told The Hollywood Reporter, quote, you can't bring the actual people who are running on because of election laws and the equal time provisions. You can't have the main candidates without having all the candidates. And there are lots of minor candidates that are only on the ballot in like 3 states. And that becomes really complicated. And then all of a sudden, the Saturday before, they have Kamala Harris on, which I don't mind having Kamala Harris on. That's fine. Just fair time. You got to let everybody. That's the rule when you're a broadcast entity like NBC. 437-1620. Oh, by the way, we're talking about all the nonsense about Trump threatening Liz Cheney's life earlier and the threat of violence. That was all over the Sunday shows, right? It was all over everything over the weekend. Did you happen to hear what Biden said? Only Fox News on Sunday played this clip. None of the other Sunday shows played it. Fox News played it, and it's amazing because when you think about the contrast, right, when you think about what Trump didn't say, but then when you listen to what Biden actually did say, okay, here you go. You ready? Okay, this is the short version, and there's a little bit of bad language in here, but it's okay for the broadcast.
But I'm serious. These are the kind of guys you like to smack in the ass.
Talking about Trump. Okay, here's the longer version.
Guys you like to.
Here's the longer version.
There's one more thing Trump and his Republican friends want to do. They want another giant tax cut for the wealthy. Now I know some of you guys are tempted to think it's macho guy. I'll tell you what, man. When I was in Scranton, we used to have a little trouble going down the plot once in a while. From Green Ridge. But I'm serious. These are the kind of guys you like to smack in the ass.
All
By the way, I'm serious. Think about it.
So first of all, he says, I'm serious in front of and afterwards in talking about how these are the kind of people that you want to. I don't know when we elected ass smacker in chief, but apparently we did. You know, that's his solution. So is that violent rhetoric? Well, John, what does he say? What did he actually say? These are the kind of guys, right? He's actually saying that he wants to, well, whatever level of violence it is to be the ass macker in chief of the White House. I don't know, but, you know, he's actually advocating for violence here, saying these are the kind of guys, that's how we should handle this. Whereas Trump didn't even say what they, I mean, you know, but, you know, we pay attention to the stuff we pay attention to, not the other stuff. Oh, by the way, this is a small thing, but I'll just, my industry, I know a lot of people try really hard to do good work in the news. And they are just crashing and burning in the days before the election. I mean, really badly. To their credit, again, Fox News at least pointed this out.
And her ads running in Michigan and Pennsylvania show she's trying to court a broad audience with competing views, vastly different messages for Jewish and Arab American voters.
So one ad that Kamala Harris is running, I think this is the Michigan ad where there's a high percentage of Muslims in Detroit.
I will always stand up for...
Oh, no, sorry. That's the Pennsylvania ad with more Jewish population. Excuse me.
I will always stand up for Israel's right to defend itself. And I will always ensure Israel has the ability to defend itself.
Meanwhile, in Michigan...
What has happened in Gaza over the past 9 months is devastating. We cannot allow ourselves to become numb to the suffering... And I will not be silent.
It's just... last one for the moment. This is just a, you know... No, I can't. I don't have time. I don't have time. I'll play it later. I have a really good one. And not... I just don't have time to do it now. Because I have a different thing that I need to do, which is I need to talk about the Argos game. And we have a new sponsor on the show, Bogey's Golf Suites and Sports Park. Really great place to go play simulated sports, golf and rugby and zombie and dodgeball and disc golf and baseball and all kinds of things. You can take your own clubs. You can play with their clubs, whatever. Really high-quality simulators. And they've got all kinds of other stuff. They've got, you know, food and a full bar, wings, pizza, salad, smoothies, watch the games, all of this stuff. Anyway, the feature that they've got here is the play of the week from the Argos. And I'll tell you, this was definitely the play of the week this week.
Beaufort stands one step inside his end zone. Here comes the snap. The Argos do not bring the pressure this time. They'll let Virgil return another one. He'll take it at his own 43. This time he doesn't dance around. Goes right up the middle. 40 to the 30. He's got a lane. Virgil Lemons is going to go to the house. Another punt return for a touchdown for 27. Touchdown Argos on special teams this time. And I don't know what dance we're doing, but it looks good in the end zone. With a karate kick at the end.
70-0. 70-0. The Argos had 532 yards and Erskine had 17. 653 on News Radio 92.3. Again, that play of the week brought to you by Bogey's Golf Suites and Sports Bar on University just north of 9 Mile.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
This is Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children, to protect their innocence and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. I'm a Naval Academy grad, 28-year Navy pilot, and former Desert Storm Task Group commander. I'm also proudly endorsed by former Superintendent Malcolm Thomas. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich for School Board District 4.
Paid for by Rich Holznick, candidate for Escambia County School Board, District 4.
Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
It's Councilwoman Tenny Ade Broughton, thanking you for your overwhelming support in electing me 4 years ago. Because of you, we've been able to secure the most funding for District 5, support small business, improve and strengthen our neighborhoods, and enhance the quality of life for everyone. A vote for me will keep District 5 included in the city's prosperity. We've had strong success. Let's do it again. Re-elect me, Tenny Ade Broughton, City of Pensacola, District 5. Thank you.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Tenny Ade Broughton, Pensacola City Council, District 5.
Seeking the pulse of economic strength?
The Port of Pensacola is more than a name. It's the driving force behind Northwest Florida's progress. Home to over 20 major businesses, from C-Mex Materials to General Electric Wind Energy, and now the world-renowned American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, they've been a catalyst for prosperity and growth. Ready to shape the future? Visit portofpensacola.com and discover how they power the region's success.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat County Commission, District 4.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
What is the meaning of this outrage?
I beg your pardon?
Will you be good enough to explain all this?
First of all, I would like to make one thing quite clear.
Yes?
I never explain anything.
Mary Poppins is such a great movie. It really is. 6:58 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. A little late to traffic. John Pickens, though. John, by the way, good to have you back. Glad you're feeling better.
Thank you. Thank you. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Even seeing just some minor delays on 98 as you go past Windhaven Beach. But other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Also good to have David back. I felt like I was all alone up in here on Friday. I mean, even though I wasn't. I had Steve and Jake, of course. They were great. Good to have you back, David. What's going on in the newsroom,
thank you,
sir?
Good to be back. Voting in more than half of the states will be monitored by the Justice Department tomorrow. The department says they're planning to monitor compliance with federal civil rights laws in 86 jurisdictions and 27 states. TGI Fridays has filed for bankruptcy. The 39 restaurants owned by TGI Fridays parent company will stay open as those proceedings move forward. And the music
39?
World,
yeah, that's
down
it?
To 39. They
well,
used to be everywhere.
We used to be here. Yeah. We don't have it here anymore, right?
So. Yeah, it used to be over by Cordova Mall.
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah. And the music world has lost one of their greatest. Quincy Jones died over the weekend at 91.
What's the number I heard? 28?
28 Grammys.
But
80 nominations.
Listen on air.